The Watson Weekly Podcast is sponsored by Miracle. You don't need another tool, you need a growth partner. The Miracle platform is powering the next era of retail for brands and retailers who are ready to move. Powered by AI and built for what's next. It's December 15th, 2025, and this is the Watson Weekly, your essential e-commerce digest. Today on our show, Shopify Winter Editions 2025 special podcast. And finally, the Investor Minute, which contains five items this week from the world of venture capital, acquisitions, and IPOs. But first, in our shopping cart full of news, Shopify releases 2025 Renaissance Winter Editions with a special focus on AI. But is it a hallucination? For the too long didn't read or didn't listen version, here's what you need to know. First, Sidekick turns pro. Let's be clear, I've become a big fan of Sidekick, and if you've used it yourself, you probably see why. Yeah, you could do this in ChatGPT directly yourself through Syncs, but Shopify has done an excellent job of integrating an LLM UI that seems to just get what the user is asking for. The Sidekick app marketplace is here. Second, Agentic Storefront. This is kind of what Shopify announced previously with ChatGPT Instant Checkout. Map once, checkout on the GPTs, and collect sales in your Shopify admin. Three, the Shopify Product Network is sponsored products masquerading as dropship. Put sponsored products on your storefront easily and get paid commissions when checkout happens. Wait, commissions? Balance Exchange meets Universal Checkout. And by the way, Shopify without a CMO seems to be better at marketing its releases than companies with a CMO. Mostly because they release so much information and many times they're even releasing YouTube videos of their product people using the release live. And Winter Editions is no different. Here's how to view any Shopify update generally though. Let's start by saying it's impossible for any one human to recap editions. This is not a three-bullet update. And Shopify never makes it super easy to see it all in one place. But with that, let's dive in anyway. Toby Lütke, the CEO of Shopify, has always made it clear that there are three tiers of Shopify. First are newbies who just want to start out of the box and perhaps configure a few things as they go. Second are growth merchants who need plugins and apps to optimize their business but don't need ultimate flexibility. It's too expensive and costly. Historically, this has always been the domain of Shopify Plus. And third, enterprises. Experts and developers who need ultimate flexibility. Like an expert car mechanic, they need to open the hood and tinker or rewire the system when it's needed. On top of this, you have what I call the Toby factor. This is when Shopify delivers things that no one in particular asked for, but that he views as necessary to get the system architecture up for the next phase of evolution. Most developers would call this refactoring, and Shopify tends to do a lot of it. It's always been an ambitious vision and one that few companies ever attempt. Most successful founders will tell you that a software as a service business can only ever hope to serve one ideal customer profile. Shopify takes this common wisdom and chucks it out the window, saying, "Yes, please, may I have another?" For good and bad. Either way, this lens is how I view things. Now, let's dive a little into Winter Editions, which Shopify has cleverly termed Renaissance. On Sidekick, your AI-powered co-founder gets a glow up. Some of the updates out there, Sidekick Pulse borrows with ChatGPT Pulse to give you a personalized digest, which leads to instructions on what to do with your store. Sidekick can now create email campaigns and segment your customers. It can also generate custom apps for you and make them available in your Shopify admin. Shopify is also inviting developers to build into Sidekick, likely with MCP. Sidekick can now also make theme edits for you, and Shopify calls this talk to your theme. Sidekick now can create interactive to-do lists, which can help you complete some of the tasks it gives you. Wait a minute. I thought I was supposed to be in control. Now the AI is giving me tasks? Shopify released a product called SimGym, which is an AI research preview way to simulate what a storefront update will do even if you don't have a lot of traffic on your store. Basically, a way to A/B test without a statistically significant large volume of traffic because it's simulated. In terms of my thoughts on this, Pulse seems to be essentially someone working on your behalf and giving you AI suggestions and then a plan to do it. the devil is in the details here. If the recommendations are good, then great. If they're not, well, where do you feed it your business plan? Oh, wait, you do have a business plan, right? And therein lies the problem with potentially randomly suggested tweaks, even well-intentioned. They can become a Brownian motion road to nowhere. Is there a percentage of SMB Klaviyo customers that will think about defecting for Shopify Sidekick-powered email and customer campaigns, asking for a friend? This worry for Klaviyo should not be limited to Klaviyo. Sidekick will be used as a powerful wedge into adjacent categories, in my view. The AI-generated blocks in the previous release now kind of seem quaint now that Sidekick has kicked the door down. And did I catch that Sidekick can generate entire custom Shopify apps for you? Holy shitballs. And ultimately, I think for the developers in the audience, if your app is not Sidekick enabled, then very soon now, users will think your app is broken. Forget ChatGPT. Sidekick is where the puck has moved to in the Shopify ecosystem. If AI killed the storefront, then long live our new overlord, the commerce AI ecosystem. Sidekick is one of those features that everyone can benefit from, not just newbies, even though it's billed as an AI-powered co-founder. Enterprises themselves don't often have powerful support teams either to get things done, and or time in the day is limited. SimJim reminds me of what the crew at Simulate, Cimulate, is up to, AI-powered simulation of updates before they happen. And SimJim says F you to normal staging environments and says, hey, we have an AI simulator for your changes that are run through AI personas. On agentic storefronts, a few updates. Shopify is providing a place to map your Shopify standard product information to the schemas provided by the LLMs. You can preview how your products will show up. There is one place to set up your products for all LLMs, and there's no LLM-specific mapping. Order information comes into Shopify and is represented by a channel like ChatGPT Instant Checkout. As far as my take, LLM-specific mapping is likely something that large merchants will want to do because there's always more optimization. And my take that merchants who need to go to this level of optimization will use a third party. And we saw this all the time back in my past history at Channelvisor back in the day. As far as Shopify's online updates, this is the normal Shopify e-com store, not POS or agentic stuff. Rollouts are the ability to coordinate store changes and schedule them at a particular time. A/B testing is somewhat a part of this, and SimJim is meant for this as well. Testing what will work before you roll it out. Tinker is an app which pulls all of Shopify's AI tools into one place, almost like a browsable app store for Shopify's generative AI tools. In some ways, what Tinker could be reminds me of Canva for Shopify. I don't think it's there yet, but it will be interesting to see if that's where it's headed. Basically, Shopify is giving you a place to play with content production ideas easily. It doesn't appear to be built into the Shopify admin directly. It's more of an exploratory type mobile app, which seems to be standalone. As I mentioned, a mobile-generated Canva is probably my best comparable. On the point of sale front, there are a few updates too. Selling subscriptions is now available on POS. One caveat I saw was that it doesn't support gift cards. Why should Tender matter? And there are more customization options available to brand your customer and employee-facing Shopify POS screens for a better brand experience. Some options, like customizable receipts, are only in the POS Pro plan. POS Hub allows you to connect your devices and ensure that your mobile peripherals will never drop while interacting with customers. My thoughts on this is that Shopify POS is one of Shopify's fastest growing product lines, and the company is wise to continue to knock down barriers to growth and some top objections. Shopify POS is never going to be as powerful as an enterprise POS, but the POS for most people is all they likely aim to be. On the B2B front, Horizons, which is the main theme for Shopify, now supports B2B features, and Shopify Collective is now available for B2B. Company finally released ACH payments, and there is EDI in Shopify, and our friends at Crystal, CRSTL, get a shout out in addition to SPS Commerce. As far as my thoughts on this, B2B didn't seem like it got the most updates, and we need more of this. And by the way, how long did it take for us to get some recognition for EDI apps? Quite a while. On the marketing front, a few updates. Shopify Marketing now does SMS. And Shopify's product network allows dynamic product sourcing and seems to reimagine Shopify Collective and sponsored products simultaneously. My thoughts on this, in particular Shopify product network, it does a few unique things all at once. Allows a merchant to source products without sourcing vendors. Think in categories and brands instead of suppliers and SKU setup. Gives the buyers a seamless, almost hidden multi-store buying experience without realizing it. I think this is all of Shopify's agentic plus shop app plus checkout 2.0 work coming to fruition. Shopify will pay you a commission on these sales rather than having to book the entire revenue. Hold the phone. What? Commission? Who collects the purchase price minus the commission that was just taken from the buyer? I think that actually goes to the ultimate seller of record. I actually think the video that Shopify shows for this is a little bit sneaky here. The PM says you can make revenue, we pay you a commission. Excuse me? Revenue is the sale price. Commission is a referral fee, not revenue. Take a look at the photo in their docs. It says there were $1,200 paid in commissions on 460 purchases. That's about $2.60 per purchase. Now, you'll have to pile up a lot of clams to make this meaningful. And I understand the revenue needs to flow to the real supplier, but this is not dropshipping. This is a sponsored product ad network. A hidden but unified multi-store checkout within your storefront kind of sounds like a marketplace too. Ultimately, they could have some trouble with returns. Won't the buyer mix this up where the product needs to go? If the merchant thinks this is a dropship network, they will be sorely disappointed. This is an advertising product. Because you are paid a commission as if users are clicking on an ad on your website, think like AdSense, to go somewhere else, but where are they going? They're actually not going off your site, they're going into your cart, into your checkout, which then dropships the item to the customer. Is Shopify offering a kicker for choosing ShopCash dollars as your payout instead of your Shopify payout? If not, then why not? Also, I think this could be almost a feeder program into dropship. If you add a bunch of products here and they work out, you could source the product, which would enable you to book more revenue, or maybe your robot sidekick could do it for you. The product manager kind of hints at this in the video when she says something like, take the next step based on this data. And Vanessa Lee, even in her intro to Shopify Editions, talk about this too. The reviews on this feature are kind of mixed so far, so it seems like there's some work to do. There are a lot of limitations too. US, Shop Pay only, no buy with Prime, et cetera, et cetera. Not sure how they'll knock all these limitations down. In terms of developers, company released a dev MCP server which can be connected to your favorite code generation tool like Cursor. It will help agencies implement storefronts faster and developers build custom Shopify apps more easily too, likely with fewer development resources. And I can do the same thing for POS extension too, which is kind of wicked. As far as a wrap-up, as I read through editions, I'm confronted by one thing. Shopify is leveraging AI into stickiness. And stickiness so its app ecosystem is always relevant. Stickiness to merchants so it doesn't get disrupted by LLMs. And Sidekick itself has become one of the most powerful features in Shopify. And ultimately, that's what I think this release represents more than anything else. Across the industry, there is no one yet at the expansive vision that Shopify has here. It's that time, friends, for our Investor Minute. We have 5 items on the menu today. First, Aura Ringmaker to become an $11 billion company with Series E funding. Aura has announced it's raised $900 million in Series E funding, valuing the company at approximately $11 billion. Second, Navigator raises £4 million for digital ad venture. Navigator, a digital advertising platform that helps brands reach travelers, raised £4 million in funding. Third, Cardless raises $60 million Series C. Cardless, a co-branded credit card platform, has raised a $60 million in Series C funding to grow its existing card programs, launch new cards, and develop new financial solutions. Fourth, Prose to be acquired by Thoma Bravo. Prose Holdings entered into a definitive agreement to be acquired by Thoma Bravo in a transaction valued at approximately $1.5 billion. And finally, Tito's acquires majority stake in tequila brand. Vodka Maker Tito's announced it has acquired a majority stake in tequila brand Lalo for an undisclosed amount. That's all this week. Till next time, Watsonians. Hi, I'm Rick Watson, CEO and founder of RMW Commerce Consulting and host of the Watson Weekly Podcast, your essential e-commerce digest. To hear new episodes of the show every Monday morning, subscribe now at rmwcommerce.com/Watson Weekly and wherever you get your podcasts.